Unpredictability. You know, when I look at my life is full of unpredictability. It's very unpredictable. And yes, I do certain things every day. You know, I have goals like everybody else. But for some reason, no matter how hard I try to make my life predictable, for me personally, it really never happened. After many years of fighting with this unpredictable walk of life and in life, I realize for me, this unpredictability is a gift. Why? For the longest time, I have decided in my heart to truly love and be available to love and be available to spirit of love. Okay? If I make my life so predictable, then I'm not going to be available. Predictability take our availability away. Why would I say that? The disciples of Pharisee, or the Pharisee's disciple, I'm assuming, they had a very predictable life. They would go to temple, perhaps in a certain hours. They would sit down and read scriptures. Some of them would just write scriptures, would pray, fast. Everything was very predictable. Wash your hand before you eat. Don't get close to the prostitute and the sinners. And when you get unclean in your body, just go ahead and wash it. It's very routine, like Apostle Paul. Very predictable. I'm not saying that to have a routine is bad, but their life as a religious person, it was very predictable. They kind of tried to know more of the law, to know what to do, what not to do, and daily life and in their mind and in their heart, everything was very predictable, and they tried to achieve what they saw. Okay, fast forward, you come to the unpredictability of the life of the disciples of Jesus. God said, honor your mother and father. Jesus comes. Someone says, let me just go and bury my dad, my father. Jesus said something very unpredictable. Let the dead bury the dead. You come and follow me. Five 5,000 people finally, those days, followed Jesus wherever he went. This massive crowd. You're talking about 2,000 years ago. This massive crowd, like an ocean or a tornado, just following this person. And they kind of tried to put Jesus in this box. Okay, this Jesus can feed us. You know, he fed 5,000 of us, just a man and the woman and the children. Oh my God, what a humongous crowd. Hey, he says this stuff, but he fed us. You know, man, it was a miracle. And that bread and that fish that he gave to all of us, it tasted really good. It was way better than manna, you know. We heard that the Lord gave manna to our forefather, but this bread and fish, man. And then Jesus comes out and say, you know what? Eat my flesh and drink my blood. Wow. It's like, I believe the Lord was, of course, he said that for eternity, and that what he said is going to stand. And after 2,000 years, you understand what he said. Drink my blood, eat my flesh, then you will have life. But also, I would say he said that to them to get them out of that religious mentality and the predictability of even following this Jesus. He said something that it didn't really make sense to them. But the Spirit of Jesus was wooing them. The Spirit of Jesus was there. But he said something not to confuse them, but to take them out of that take them out of the predictability of this religious life. Fast forward, you come to the disciples of Jesus. Do you think their life was predictable? Compare them to the lives of Pharisees' disciples. Those disciples of Pharisees, they knew where to go every day. I'm sure in a certain hours they get together and they pray and they write the scripture, read the scripture, do this and do that and repeat this and repeat that. It was like a clockwork. It was a machine. Then Jesus' disciples, they come. They're just lingering. They're doing things here and there. They don't know where Jesus shows up, what he's going to say, even if they're going to understand. It was not the fact that Jesus was not man of order. He's a man of order. Look at the world. There is order in the world. But inside, it looked like, even in the world, even in the nature, there is a lot of, it looked like there is chaos, but it's not chaos. What I'm realizing, I'm just talking here, processing, what I'm realizing, if some of you guys that are hearing my voice, if you feel that your life is very unpredictable, you cannot You cannot, no matter how much you tried, you cannot make your life predictable, your future predictable. I would say that's one of the big signs of being the true disciples of Jesus Christ. It's not that you're not a person of order. It's not that you don't know what to do in your life. But there is something about this unpredictability and not knowing and still walking with Jesus. Just imagine if the secret agents of other countries or just say KGB, they knew what CIA is going to do or the CIA agent they're going to do, where they're going to be. What would that be? See, as the disciples of Jesus, we are those secret agents of the Lord. And once you sign up to be a secret agent of the Lord, then your life, this is my personal opinion, the way I see it, your life will become very unpredictable. Very unpredictable. You're always ready for the order that you don't even know. The order doesn't come and just tell you every day you do this, you go there, this is what you do, this is how you do it, and then you come home, and then the next day you do the same thing. No. Our life, it's on the go. We have to be available to the Lord all the time. In that sense, when you look at your life and you look at the life of others, you say, my life is so unpredictable and their lives is so predictable. But to me, again, that's one of the signs of being the disciples of Jesus Christ. And it's an honor. It's an honor. And